And now we'd like to take a moment to remember the legendary Motown singer-songwriter Nick Ashford. He passed away on Monday after a battle with throat cancer. He was 70 years old. Nick Ashford and his wife Valerie Simpson were the creative force behind some of the biggest and most soulful R&B hits from the 1960s. Here, Ashford and Simpson perform one of their classics, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. That song, of course, was also made famous by Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, and many of the songs Ashford and Simpson wrote became hits for other artists, starting with Let's Go Get Stoned, which Ray Charles turned into a chart topper in 1966. And Chaka Khan would eventually have a hit with the Ashford and Simpson song I'm Every Woman. In a 2006 interview with Ed Gordon of News & Notes, Nick Ashford and Valerie Simpson reflected on what helped them write music that still appeals to audiences today.
Times were different, and I think we were on the heartbeat of America. You know, it's like when you're young and you're being inspired by music, it's really beautiful. And I think at that time, Valerie and I were just wanted to bust out of ourselves.
So eager.
And just had to go somewhere and be somebody. And times inspire you. I think that's what inspired a lot of the lyric.
During the 70s and 80s, Ashford and Simpson went on to have a career recording and performing their own hits. But it's the music they wrote for other giants of Motown for which Nick Ashford will probably be best remembered. Up next, a hot new movie is hitting the big screen this Friday. Zoe Saldana stars in Colombiana.
I was 9 when my parents were killed. I will not stop until you feel what I felt all these years.
She's going after her.
Is a female revenge killer a step forward for women on the screen or not? We'll hear from the ladies in the beauty shop. That's in just a few minutes on Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.